Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, and happy new year and happy Kwanzaa and all that good stuff. Can you tell I'm really excited over here? I'm excited because you are going to be engaged with the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that truly was designed to move you from where you are to where you really need to be, not just want to be. It's a show that I get to do every Wednesday right here with my two co-hosts, Niles and KJ. Happy New Year, guys.
Hey. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
You're happy, right?
Yes, we are happy, we are blessed, and we are on full capacity.
We're on full, absolutely. Coming up on this great show today, guys, we're going to do all things principles. We're going to talk about a principle that's near and dear to my heart, grow up. And we're going to talk about some current issues, some things that you don't normally talk about when you're thinking about marriage. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to do some recapping, all things, what happened last year, what we're expecting this year, and what we're doing right now. And before we get started with all that greatness, I want to tell you this principle, grow up. This is one, guys, that this one really kind of struck home because all of my life, right, when I was a little girl, I would hear my mom say things like, you need to grow up. You need to stop acting like that. Just grow up. And for the longest time, probably until I started studying this principle, I honestly thought that that was something negative when someone tells you, grow up, stop acting like that. But when you really, really kind of peel back the layers of all those lies, right, or all of those things that you thought that grow up meant, I wrote down a couple of things that I really want you to kind of be mindful of. And I believe that it's going to help you in the process of growing up. When you think about growing up, someone tells you grow up, there are two things. One, ask, what are you growing up to? And then the second thing, how do you do it? You know, we give commands like that, but we don't give them instructions or directions. When you grow up, there's something that happens. And I like to use the example of your mind shifting. You're growing up to all things God, okay? And I know that's a general idea or a general expression, but because we talk about kingdom principles on this show, that all things God, I want you to go back to the original intent. The original intent, Genesis 1:26, Genesis 1:28, the original intent is for us to be citizens of the kingdom of heaven on earth and the citizens of the kingdom of God, of course, in where he is, where he resides. When you're being a citizen of the kingdom, you're literally just making earth just like heaven. If it's not going on in heaven, it has no business going on in your life. I'm serious. That's a whole other discussion, so I won't go there. But just remember that you want to grow up into your purpose. You want to grow up into the plans that he has for you. That's what you're growing up to. And the way you do that, glad you asked. I wrote down just a couple of things. I want you to study, start your day in your day with studying the word of God. Again, this show, because it's founded on kingdom principles, is directly from the Bible. So start your day with studying the word of God and not just studying it, but believe what you read. That's the second thing. And this is how to do that command when people tell you to grow up. Third thing I want you to consider doing is Well, is there a third thing? Yeah. Doing what you have studied. Three things: studying, believing, and doing. The example for doing: watch what you say, watch your mind, be careful how you speak. Even when you're angry, just put a guard over your mouth. And it's written, Jeremiah 43 through 45. He gives us instructions on how to speak. The second thing is always offering love, even when faced with hate. Now, that's going to come from 1 John 4, 19 through 20. You want to resemble what he said that you are, love. The third thing is not judging. Come on, guys. There's enough going on in the world today. Who really has the time to sit around and judge people, right? We don't want to be judged, so don't judge. That's Matthew 7. And the thing in a nutshell that I want you to take away from this principle of growing up, we don't always get it right. We don't. We miss the mark a lot, right? But what we can do is, please don't think that you're doing this in your own strength, in your own power, because you're going to will yourself to do it. I don't even want to go there. The only way you can live this kind of life, I swear to you, is through the Holy Spirit. He's not an it. He's not a preface of what will come. He's already here. He teaches, he leads, he guides. And you can smile when you're with him and he's with you. You can smile in the face of danger. You can smile when obstacles are just bombarding you. Plain and simple, grow up. Grow up and let God be your objective and do those things that you know that are right. They're written. You don't have to guess about what to do. It's already written. And that's the principle for today. And that's the principle that I want you to really, your listeners, your followers, your supporters, and I'm so grateful for you. But I really, really want you to hone in on that growing up. This is going to be a great year, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you're facing. We got this. And this show and these guys that come and be a part of this, we're all with you, right? Of course we are. I'll yield the floor and you guys tell me what you think about that principle of growing up. How do you, in everything that's going on today, and boy, we got a lot to talk about, but how do you grow up? How would you use that?
Well,
AJ.
Yeah, of course. Well, one simple statement, new level, new devils. You know, whenever you whenever you enter a new category or stage or dimension in life, you have to bring yourself to a higher quality. What worked in your last success is not going to work on your new new events that you're going to take part of. So whenever I use it with every task. So I forget what happened last time. And it's like, okay, now I need to up my game a little bit in terms of my production and my quality of work, because it's going to take a lot more to go even further than where I was before. So new levels, new devils, and you always have to challenge yourself in every situation, and you have to understand things are going to come at you whenever every time in life. So it's either you're going to level up or you're going to plateau, or you're going to downgrade yourself. But at the end of the day, it's going to come. So would you rather get better or stay the same? It's up to you. So that's
what I'm
good stuff.
There we go. Well, first off, KJ, I like those LED lights in the back. Hey,
thank you.
Those are nice. So when I think of growing up, I think of a few things. I feel like when you grow up, you take accountability. You understand what accountability is. When you grow up, you know when to be obedient to God and you know when to lead. When you grow up, you let God take the lead. When you grow up, you understand that you are a vessel for change inspired by God. When you grow up, you understand that you are God-made and not self-made. We hear the word self-made a lot. When you grow up, you understand your role and the things that God put into you in order to serve his mission for your life. When you grow up, you understand your flaws and weaknesses, and you understand that God helps you to, well, God shapes and molds you for your purpose, regardless of your weaknesses and your flaws. I think once you recognize your humanity, that's when you somewhat, I'm not somewhat, that's when you fully relinquish your power to God. You can't somewhat do it. You can't just do it a little bit. You have to fully give yourself to God, and then God will just lead the way. He'll take your hand and, you know, pretty much push you through every step. When you choose to grow up in God, you are a light to the world. You shine because he shines through you. So that's what I think of when it comes to growing up. And it's not a bad thing. You know, growing up means that we are maturing, you know, we are maturing in God in order to understand and walk through that purpose. You know, and the things that we learn along the journey are things that will help to embody and encompass what God has placed on our lives.
I like one thing that. About accountability is so important too, because like it's either you're looking for a savior in a sense of like, oh, I did, I can't get out of this rut, and it's all my fault, and you're blaming yourself. I'm like, hey, you take ownership. You know, you no one put yourself there. You can blame the devil all you want, but sometimes you allow that stuff to happen to you. And now it's time for you to rise up and grow up out of like your old way of thinking, you know?
Yeah.
So that form of accountability is super important.
Absolutely.
To growing up.
I think that's interesting, because we heard the word accountability thrown around so much nowadays. And I think accountability is more than just recognizing and more than just owning up to it. Like, as you just explained, it's taking accountability in a way that you recognize it, you own up to it, but then what comes after that? That's the action piece. Yeah. So it's like you recognize and then you do. Accountability, of course, is, you know,
verb, it's like faith. It's like faith. Faith is an action word. You don't just believe, you believe and do. You know,
anything
when it comes down to like bettering yourself, there was a moment of realization and internal processing of what you want or where you want to go. But at the end of the day, it means absolutely nothing if you don't make that move.
Exactly.
Yep.
Absolutely. I like that. Thank you, guys. See, that's what makes this show so fantastic. We represent how many generations here? And I mean, we it's like a smuggish board. Am I saying that right? What do you call that board when everything is kind of clumped together? What's that? What's that term?
You're telling your age.
You mean a smorgage board or a vision board? I don't know.
You know what?
A buffet? What?
it just went over all of our heads and we're just like, what?
But watch when it's a simple word that none of us thought about.
Yeah, well, watch, you know?
That's how it usually goes, right?
I love it. I absolutely love it. If you are listening and you want to stay interactive with us, why don't you call 323-203-0815? We'd love to hear your comment, and perhaps we'll even take your opinion. 323-203-0815. Okay.
0815. All right. So what's going on today?
Oh, wow. Look, okay. The world is happening in 2021.
Oh, boy.
I know some people look at 2021 and it sounds like 2021, W-O-N, one, but that's not the case. I know how it looks right now, but things will be getting better, prayfully. I don't know if you guys have heard yet, but everything that's happening in Capitol Hill, hundreds of supporters of Trump who stormed Capitol Hill. Some of them were actually inside the Senate.
Supporters? You mean protesters?
Protesters.
Stop sanitizing it.
I'm reading an article. Everything coming from the article I'm reading on my left hand screen. They stormed the Capitol, and they broke fences, and there were altercations with police. I was just watching CNN a couple minutes ago, right before the show, and FBI was on the scene. National Guard has been activated.
Metro Park. Someone was shot.
Yeah, and a woman was shot. A woman was
absolutely
shot.
She's in critical condition.
Critical condition. Shot in the chest, actually.
Yeah.
So there was a lot happening. Also with the whole Georgia recount, revote.
Today.
So there is a lot of like turmoil going on.
Yeah, brewing. Yep. The
year. And I'm like, okay. It's we think something magically is going to happen in 2020. I mean, when the clock hit midnight, but there are still some issues we have to deal with, you know, in terms of equality, in terms of how do we interact with people when we disagree.
Right.
So I would just say we need to pray for this country right now and actually have these conversations. In a leveled playing field, because at the end of the day, I take this off, now takes off his hat and shirt, and I take off my skin, I am human.
Come on. And we That's all, it. The I only mean, race that was all, ever created.
Exactly. So I'm just going to say this, grow up and let's grow move forward.
That was good. Hey.
Yeah, man. I was wondering where you were going to go, where you were going like with that. The whole me taking off the shirt and the hat and then you taking off your hoodie, but I'm like, okay, all right. There we go.
You got it. Yep.
Sign of what happens when you give too much power and you relinquish your power to man and you put your faith in man to the point where you make him your savior. Why are people responding the way that they are to someone who wasn't reelected, whether it was Trump or anyone else? Like, this is why we need to put our power and put our faith in the one. God created, because like any movement that he moves is not going to involve chaos. It's not going to involve all the things that we're seeing, today. So this is just a sign of the times. Of course, everything that happens pretty much has, been a sign leading up to this point. But yeah, man, we just have to put our faith and power and belief in, the right one, because man is flawed. And because of that, corruption comes with that and so on. So you have to watch who you make your leader and why are you actually, who you make your leader and why you actually, alluding to that leader. Why is that leader, why does that leader speak for you? Why does he speak to you? That's when you have to search within, is it really for the betterment of the people? Anything which is for the betterment of the people, God would enjoy and likes, and it edifies God. But anything that's opposite and causes chaos and division, where is that stemming from? Just a question, man.
I would just say this. Yes, God doesn't create chaos, but I would say this. He uses orchestrated chaos.
Yeah, for sure.
But because it's orchestrated, everything looks like it's falling apart, but it's falling into place.
Wow. And that's why it's important.
That's good.
That's why it's important
to recognize who your leader is and why.
Yes.
Because when you truly trust your leader, and your leader is in the right place, regardless of what's going on in front of you, how things may look in disarray, you know that you are moving forward and you are moving in the direction that God needs you to move in order to accomplish that wonderful task that he needs you to accomplish as a people.
Absolutely.
Let's close this with, there was a Trump just released a video talking about how the riot. I'm reading the article word for word, so don't come at me.
Shoot the messenger, right?
I'm just the messenger. Telling rioters to go home. So he is trying to de-escalate it in some form. Hey, I haven't seen the video, so I can't make any assumptions of what's happening. I encourage you guys to go look at it just to stay informed for yourself. But there he is. Trying to calm it down in some form or fashion. All right.
So he invited them to come. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. So he invited them over there. He says, go home. But anyway, okay, moving on. I'm sorry.
COVID-19 is still happening. We think that it's magically going to disappear, like we said in the beginning, like 2020, the ball drops.
Yeah.
It's not the case. We still have some things we need to uncover, some things we need to deal with. It is said that California, Los Angeles, is the most dangerous place to be in right now.
Yeah, That came from FEMA too, and FEMA they take into account all the different areas and catastrophes. So yeah, a little tongue tied, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, one in five people in California who are tested have COVID. It was funny at the dinner table. Me and my family looked at each other like, "Which one is it?" But we're good. We're all good. It was just lighthearted fun. But it's a lot is happening. And Tanji, I know you were talking about how they're moving people up north.
Here because of our hospitals are now on what they call high alert. There's about a 7 to 8 hour window in an EMT with an EMT in an ambulance. So now the governor has said from now on, what you'll have to do is you've got to send them, they have to call. And within the hour, the hospital that's up north has to, by the governor's, you know, law, has to accept the patients. So what they're basically saying, and I know they've done a kind of a botched job getting the message out. Yes, they are saying do not call 911 unless it is an extreme emergency. And then two, be okay with not being triaged in the hospital ED, emergency department. You may be triaged in the ambulance or you may be triaged in the parking lot. But from a couple of people I've spoken with inside, they're telling people to just, if they've had a heart attack, and they're not, it looks like they're not going to make it, you render 20 minutes of aid. And if they succumb to it, then you call it right then instead of sending them, you know, to the hospital.
Wow. So, that's crazy.
That's scary.
That's very scary. And one thing in Reno, they converted like their 0% capacity. They converted their parking lot into like a place to treat patients. And it's cold in Reno.
Right. And that they're doing it right down the street from me over in West Hills at the hospital. Yeah.
So there's a lot happening in terms of COVID-19 rules. They're also thinking about postponing the industry again in Los Angeles. We'll see where that goes. I've really looked into all that information quite yet. But in terms of like relief, the stimulus check and that should be coming out pretty soon to everybody. Who qualify for the $600. I know people want to get that $2,000. I know. Like everybody would love a free $2,000 coming their way. But at least the $600 can absolutely at least dampen the load. I'm not saying it will solve anything, but it will at least like give you some form of relief. It's on its way. And also, let's get everyone. I will love everybody to give their prayers to the legend himself, Dr. Dre, who was sent to the ICU for a brain aneurysm. He's affected the community, the hip hop community, the Black community, music in general, sports for so long, he's going through a lot. He's going through a divorce right now, and having that. And he also had his home robbed, attemptedly broken into in the middle of this issue. So it's a praise out for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Great guy.
Also, I just wanted to have this conversation real quick. I know we have a lot of stuff to cover with trending topics, but this conversation about, I'm going to say this, we all understand that Kim and Kanye rumors are going to be divorced. I am not talking about their relationship in general. I just have a question I just want to pose to whoever wants to grab onto the bone. When you think about marriage and mental illness, you do say the vows unless you make your own, for better or worse, for rich or for poor, whatever vows. But as a spouse, when do you say enough is enough whenever you are going through a challenging moment, whether it's mental illness, family problems, or do you persevere? You know, because marriage isn't icing and cake and butterflies, rainbows, Skittles falling down from the sky. You know, right. It's work.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know what you guys' thoughts are. And in terms of people who are either dealing with a rocky marriage because they're in quarantine right now, and things are unraveling, or for people who have dealt with it before, and how do they move forward in terms of times that it's challenging?
Absolutely. You know, I like the way you prefaced, I'm not talking about their marriage, because that's so sacred to me. And I like that. Thank you so very much. I officiate marriages to those who want to do it biblically. And we go through like a 2-3, sometimes 5-month period of what the law says as it relates to marriage. There is never a time, if your spouse is dealing with mental illness and or a physical illness, are you lawfully allowed to say, I'm done, I didn't sign up for this. It goes, you know, yes, the foundation is love and we get it, but more important than love, that foundation has to be godly. It's got to be. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. I deal with mental illness in my marriage. And one of the things that we've learned is the taboo that Black folk aren't supposed to go to talk to doctors, either psychologists or therapists. Please, this year, stop it. Stop it now. If you're dealing with something that you need to be expressive and talk to a trained, fully fledged person, not your girlfriend or not that, you know, significant other, get some help. I would tell anyone, definitely, especially when it comes to marriage. You all know that my beloved son passed last year, and I hope that I'm not saying too much on air, but I will say this. I marvel, and I still do to this day, at how my daughter was right there. It was as if the only thing that mattered, okay, aside from her relationship with Christ and doing what she does in the business, is I've got to make certain that he gets to where he has to be. I've got to make sure he takes his medicine. So I said all of that. When you're doing that, you remove yourself and you guys really do become one. You have to. In marriage, you're one. You're one in the flesh and you're two in the spirit. He goes before God, you go before God. But in that flesh, if his eye hurts, yours too, and you do something to remedy that. But for leaving someone because you're fed up with their shenanigans, shenanigans, with their episodes, especially if it's bipolar and you have a manic episode, you want to make certain that that person is taking their medication, they have the therapist on board, and then you come from a place of understanding. Don't try to reason, because if you don't know what it feels like to talk out of your head and in sentences that don't make sense to anyone but you, then how can you say enough is enough? Mm-hmm. That's just my point. Marriage is sacred. You fight for it. That's what you do.
Yeah. I think I have something in a foundation that's concrete and something that, you know, isn't easily moved and easily shaken. I was talking to someone about this the other day. I feel like, especially with, different generations, especially today's culture, our perspective and perception of marriage and relationships, it needs a facelift, you know, because a lot of us are really into instant gratification. And when it comes to relationships and marriage, it seems like it's very focused and centered on self. Like person, like what can this situation do for me? What can this person do for me? You know, and how can I, you know, capitalize on that? And I think when you go on with that mindset, you shouldn't get married. You shouldn't be in a relationship.
Amen.
It's not all about you. Because when your relationship is tested, it's so easy for you to scurry. You know, it's so easy for you to go to another person or step outside the marriage or relationship. So, you know, I feel like for some people nowadays, man, marriage license should come with a test.
You know, for real, you get a test to drive a car, but in terms of parenting and marriage, you don't get a license. You just go ahead.
It's gotten to the point where it's just too easy, and it's easy to get a divorce. So it's like, what are people actually fighting for? Like, that's why you have to make sure that you guys both are coming from a concrete, you know, foundation, and you guys are forming something that is just of value and rooted in God and rooted in something real. Because when it's not rooted in something real, it's easy for things to, you know, just fall apart. And that's what we see. I mean, think about on a daily basis, we're hearing about people and celebrities getting a divorce and cheating this and cheating that. And I'm like, people have to take self out of relationships. It's us. So therefore, like, when you suffer, I suffer too. Not when you suffer alone. That's not, what's the point of being with someone if that's the case? Right. I'm still alone, you know? So,
I would just say this, like,
it's tough.
It's love is hard. Love is hard. Love hurts. Yes. Love is hard. I don't remember the exact Bible scripture, but it was in Corinthians where love is patient, love is kind.
If you question at all,
this is for anybody, if your significant other is lined up with love and with God, replace love in that scripture with their name. So, for example, Bob is patient, Bob is kind.
Vanessa
is kind, whoever your spouse is or your significant other is. And just do that and really evaluate that, because you want someone who's going to love you for you, and no one's going to love you more than God and yourself. If you want to, if you're in a relationship, you want to spice it up a little bit, we have a couple shows that you guys should watch that will really, really ignite
that internal fire.
That ball full of love. Disney Soul, which is a beautiful film about purpose and finding your it. And it's not necessarily what you do, you know. You are not your career. You are not your job. You are a human being, so go live life. Sylvie's Love, beautiful. Beautiful film.
I'm looking forward to that. I really, really watch am. It.
Disney Soul's on Disney Plus. Sylvie's Love is on Amazon Prime. And now, Small Axe. You were mentioning that.
Small Axe. It's a collection of 5 2-hour films by Steve McQueen, the guy who did 12 Years a Slave. And it basically gets into the trials and tribulations of you know, folks in the Caribbean countries. And how they really suffered, not just due to poverty, but having to do with systemic racism and police brutality. And, you know, while watching it, I haven't finished it yet, but like even the first movie, I was just sitting there like, man, this is some insane, crazy stuff that's going on. And I'm like, that's why I say you always have to get to like the stem and the core of people's actions and why they do what they do. And like, what gives someone the right to even think that they are better than other people because of the color of their skin or because of their differences? And just to see some, and this is based on true events, just to see some of the experiences that these people face on a daily basis, I'm like, man, this is insane. And there's so many untold stories. There's so many situations that we don't know about. So, you know, when it comes to films such as these, I think they're very powerful because it puts those experiences on the forefront. So then that also encourages other people to speak out, to talk about their experience. And this is also a collection of films that pretty much talks about people fighting back, not just against the status quo, but against the system that oppresses them. And it's not a black or white thing. It's a humanity thing. It's a people thing. So I think people definitely need to check out Small Axe. We haven't really heard too much about it, but Steve McQueen always does great stuff. I guarantee you that you will definitely get something from the collection of films. You know, watch over the weekend, watch it throughout the week, but I definitely think that you guys will like it and you'll have some great takeaways from it, because there are some powerful scenes and powerful themes in those films. So, yeah.
Thank you so much, Niles. And I promise you, I am going to watch it. I am. And I am going to do something different with Talk to Tanji, guys. I will be doing it at on Mondays at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 a.m. now. Yeah, right? And I'm excited because I won't be in this regalia. You may see me with my bonnet on, but you got to know I'm coming to you, as Niles would say, live and authentic. And it's a morning kind of pick-me-up. Even if we don't feel like being picked up, we're going to be picked up. So that's going to be starting next Monday. That'll be 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So please join me. Did I say that right, KJ? Yeah. That time is right? And if you know that... us, we've got a collection of podcasts that we've uploaded, past shows that we've uploaded to our at Dr. Tanji Show YouTube channel. And I think we had one on Friday, is that right? With Nelson Scott. Yes. Had one on Friday with Nelson Scott. Oh my God, what a lovely spirit he is. And he did this movie. You got to help me, KJ. I'm doing this off memory here. That movie was just, I know, right? It was really good. He talked about it on the show and he's brought it into fruition. And
By his stripes.
Absolutely. His stripes. And then Holly Bachman, if I'm not mistaken, talks about all things growing up in foster care. Is that right? And she gives us an inside take on that, some things that we didn't know that really does. It happens. And she's one of the fortunate ones that lived to tell about her experience. So that's every Friday, if I'm not mistaken, that we're uploading that.
6 p.m.
But at 6 p.m. Absolutely. So please check it out. Tell us what you think. Drop some comments. And we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we will. So... we just finished a crazy year. 2020 was a year that shook up our lives. But in that, of course, we always hear about the things that impacted our lives negatively last year, which was just a few days ago. We hear about those negative things. But in those negatives, can you find some takeaways? Can you find some positive takeaways? And with those positive takeaways, let's make sure that we apply those positive takeaways to this year. And then let's amplify those positive takeaways because it's not over. You know, this whole COVID thing, it seems like it's getting worse. Right. You know, so we need to be able to apply what we learned last year. You know, there's no kind of benefit that comes from just focusing on the negative. Yes, last year was a crazy year.
Yeah.
It was a hard year. You know, we lost loved ones. We lost ourselves. You know, a lot of us struggled with, you know, mental illness and depression and divorce, just so many things. But what is the good that came out of 2020?
You know what?
You know,
I think one, I said this before, like if there's nothing that you took away from 2020, then you wasted your time.
Yeah.
Because I said it's like the first week of quarantine, because literally it's like God said that, all right, stop. Get to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Find out, like, love yourself again. Like, go on that walk you said you're going to do. You know, go do that exercise you said you were going to do. Go write that book you said you're going to do. It literally put a pause on whatever was distracting you.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, if you fed that... whatever was distracting you was something else to distract you, that's on you. You know, a lot of people have went through weight transformations. So a lot of people have started their own businesses. A lot of people really took a risk. Some people had that conversation with their family member, you know, that they needed to. Some people got divorced. Some people like got married. Some people had a baby. Some people lost some people. I think 2020 really taught the importance of slowing down. You know, like the movie Soul, I don't want to spoil the ending. But the major theme of it is you're not your job, you're not your whatever you do, you are a human being, and take a break and work on you.
For sure.
Honestly, if I'm being completely honest, Mm-hmm. Everybody's focused on their own goals. Mm-hmm. For those people who stop and say, hey, are you okay? They are taking away their time mm-hmm. to check on you. No yep. one's going to pick you up. Mm-hmm. You know, that when it goes yep. on to like the whole, our principle for this week, grow up.
Grow up.
Did you grow up wow. in 2020?
Yeah.
Did you get
yeah.
some calluses yeah. on your hands and feet?
Come on. Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Yeah. It was a tardier, but it was also beautiful at the same time. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I like what you said. I'm sorry, Niles. Go ahead.
No, you were already.
I just wanted to ask about, you know, we had some negatives, but what was that takeaway? I honestly can say for me, I didn't know my own strength. I really didn't know how strong I was. Yes, just so is everything's based in God, of course, but we are free moral agents too. And you can choose what you're going to do with that kind of freedom. And sometimes life doesn't give you a choice, but I really did not know how strong I was. I really didn't. And I think that was several other takeaways, of course, but I didn't know how strong I was until 2020 came and left. Oh. Now I truly believe I can do anything. I honestly believe that. I did finish that book. I am exercising, not as much, but I'm enjoying life again. I'm dancing with my eyes closed again, and it's fun. This time I won't open my eyes until I'm ready. Mm. Yeah, play on words. Ellipse.
Yeah, ellipse, there we go.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. I think last year for me, and hopefully other people were able to do this as well, I think just being inside so long, especially if you were by yourself, it was a good chance to evaluate your foundation. Were you really joyful, you know, before COVID? Do you really know what joyful, you know, being joyful is? Were you as happy as you, you know, said you were? Because I feel like a lot of times when it comes to folks, when we say that we're happy and we're joyful, it's normally rooted in things that are outside of us, that are external. So, you know, if something negative happens, then you're right back down. If something positive happens, then you shoot back up. That's not joy. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a sturdy or a strong foundation. You pretty much go, you know, where the weather and, you know, and the wind blows you. So, you know, and for me, it was a profound time to really just evaluate my foundation and making sure that it was as strong as I thought it was. Mm. Because I feel like a lot of times we kind of exaggerate to ourselves where we really are and who we really are, because it helps us to preserve self. Mm. It helps us to preserve our image and who we would like to appear to be to the world. But when you really dig beneath that foundation and that concrete, what do you really have? So, you know, I'm taking that mindset into 2021. Regardless of this whole COVID thing and being stuck inside, if I'm rooted in the right place, and if I'm as, you know, progressive as I think I am, then I should be able to beat this situation and get the best that this year has to offer out of the situations that are thrown at us, regardless of if they are negative or positive. So I would just say definitely evaluate your foundation and try to figure out, like, is it as sturdy as you think it is? Because if it is as sturdy as you think it is, these times wouldn't, you know, drive you as crazy as, you know, people have been, you know, driven to. Those points that people hit last year and who are hitting now just over something as simple as, you know, not wanting to wear a mask in a store and so on. Like, really evaluate your foundation and your base.
Right. You know,
absolutely.
I think all of those things are super important. It's the battlefield of the mind. That's what 20
was. That's good. Absolutely.
And I like, as we close out the show, like, what's one thing that you guys expect out of 2021?
One thing that we expect.
I say go plus ultra, which all my anime fans would know. But what's one thing that you guys want to see or were due in 2021.
Man, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Expect, man. I'm not expecting anything. If I am ever going to expect something, I'm going to expect something that I work for. What I am going to do is be judicious in my steps and truly allow God to lead the way and understand that if I am not rooted in God and if I am not truly connected to God, then even my, you know, success, you know, superficial success, you know, isn't enough. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So what I want to do this year is truly allow this. And I feel like the product that is yielded by the end of the year will pretty much tell all, but that also speaks to where I was at the start of the year and where God took me. Mm. So I don't expect anything. I'm going to do work and I'm going to make sure that I have my eyes on God and then just watch, you know, things bloom before me as I'm working and being proactive and active as well.
You know, I like that mindset. The last time I brought that up to somebody, they didn't agree with it or of not expecting anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to have to be the advocate here.
Yeah,
you
know, I know what you're about to say. I know what you're about to
say. Yeah, and I understand too. That's just where I'm at.
I'm not saying anything about anything other than what you asked was, what do you expect? I expect the unexpected, but expecting it. I expect the unexpected, but expecting it. You better know it. That's what I expect. I swear to you. So there's no limitations. There are no more limitations that I place on this man. There are no more. Because he showed me, yeah, we're close. Yes, I can hear his voice. Yes, I can inspire and motivate people and myself. But I don't know everything, and I gotta be okay with that. I don't know why he allows certain things to happen, and I gotta be okay with that. So my summation now for the rest of my life is I gotta expect the unexpected. I gotta expect the unexpected, but be expecting.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay. And I said, I wasn't arguing. I was just merely
I know your perspective. I know Niall's perspective.
Yeah.
I know for me, for this year, I'm doing me, you know?
Oh.
See, he didn't even use the word expectation.
Wow. Expectation. I got to stand up for that one.
Because for me, what I realized was 2020, I literally break my neck and back for people, but I don't take care of myself. Yeah. I will literally, like, I am loyal to a TV, and I'm like, okay, how can I help make this vision come to pass, you know, for other people, but I don't help myself, you know?
Wow.
I
guess for
me, it kind of like, okay, what do I need to do for me, and what's going to elevate myself? I'm not doing this out of selfishness. I know it sounds selfish.
Who are you explaining that to? Us it sounds selfish. Of course not. I know,
but like, it's just like, okay, how do I elevate myself, take what I've learned for helping other people and put that to my own dream, you know? So I guess that's my main thing. I just want to be the best KJ that's ever walked this planet.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
In tune with yourself and God.
Absolutely.
Hey, there we go.
Wow.
I just want to add one more thing before we go. Okay. Just regarding like expectations, the reason why I don't really respond to, you know, when people ask what are your expectations, because like I feel like we live in a times of, you know, everybody's expecting something, and sometimes that also attaches itself to entitlement. And my thing is just do the work. And when you do the work, you end up where you need to be.
Good. That's really good. What a way to end the show. Well, I know, right? What a way. Guys, thank you so, so very much for everything that you have done, everything that you will do, and more importantly, everything that you're doing right now. Because of you too, we get to come before people to talk about principles. And not only just talk about those principles and study them, but we're doing them every day in our lives. Uh-huh. So we appreciate each one of you that take the time for 50 minutes to kind of listen and learn and object and all that good stuff. But just know that we're always, always and forever going to come from a place of love, genuine love, and great intentions, the right intentions. That's our show. Don't forget Monday. I probably have to adjust that time. I'm thinking 7 o'clock, but anyway, 7 o'clock, we're gonna get started with the new Talk to Tanji. Just a couple of minutes of your time, and join us next Wednesday right here, LA Talk Radio, where one of my guys are going to bring the principal for the week. Yep. Ooh, sure are. Yep, all right, yep. That's the show. Last time, I love you to the moon and the stars. Thank you.
Peace. Bye-bye. Peace. Bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.